Yes, I am late. I know. I'm not really uppity these days. I live in Maine, and when the snow comes, when winter comes, well, you have to prepare. Because when the snow falls, generally it doesn't go away. You're looking at snow on the ground from the moment it gets here until about March. It's sometimes April. Now, with that in mind, that means temperatures are below freezing most of the time. And if you want to survive and your animals survive, because we do not live in a suburb, we live in the sticks, and we have animals, you gotta prep them for winter and de-prep them after winter. And we're in the prepping for winter part. So forgive me. I am preparing for the winter, where snow sticks around for months. And if you don't pick it up off the ground before the snow comes, good luck finding it. Anyways, quite a few things going on this week. So we've seen the whole Charlie Kirk thing. We're going to talk about this first. Remember, it's elites versus elites. And the latest thing I saw was the lavalier thing, basically the tiny microphone that's on his shirt that's an explosive. And I'm not going to lie, it looks like that. I am not delusional. Trust but verify. And then the other thing was the guy with the glasses that records. They call him the meta glasses. And I was like, that's very interesting. Turned it on pretty much just prior to the whole assassination and then turned him off while over Charlie. I was like, that is very interesting. And I thought about it and I thought about it. And this is going to sound really stupid, but why not? You're an assassin. You want to get paid for a job. The employer requires proof that you did it. Camera goes on, camera goes off after verifying job done. Just makes sense. So who did they send that footage to? Now we did do Tyler Robinson when he went to court, but we decided not to release that video. We and many other creators like us are like on the edge of, do you get to have a channel or do you not get to have a channel? Do you get attacked or do you not get attacked? So I guess the main course of, how we view things, do we actually add to the conversation or are we just in the echo chamber? And with Tyler Robinson, we were just in the echo chamber. There was no new information that I could glean to give to you. It's pretty evident that he didn't do it. Just a patsy. So because of all this shenanigans with Charlie, the gas pedal on exposing the Netanyahu government has just been injected with nitrous. And he's had to sit there and literally hire influencers to influence Americans. You know what? This is the point where you really have to look at it and go, okay, so what does the history tell us? Now we know Israel has been doing this for a long time. And I'm talking about the government. We know this. This is not new information. They've been peddling their propaganda for a very long time. But now, all of a sudden, and don't tell me it's the internet, because these people themselves are broadcasting it on their platforms for you. The Jewish media is releasing it for you. You got Netanyahu sitting down with all these influencers, very proud and happy to do it, paying them $7,000 for every little ad they put out there. And for the first time, you get to sit there and watch it. Then, not only that, they're sitting there showing everybody, their little friends, themselves, and you on their little accounts of all the people that went to their little wall kissing ceremony. This was unheard of prior to Donald Trump. So you gotta wonder what is going on. It's just too dumb to be dumb, which brings us to our next subject. How intelligent are these elites? Back in the old days, for those that sit there and saw the real history, or I guess the closest thing to real history that we can confirm, is that when you had a good king, his children were always shitbags. That's just how it was, because the children never had to go through the pain to get to where they were. Daddy had to do that. He understood that bad decisions have really bad consequences and tried, not that they were always successful, but tried not to make bad decisions. So new kingdoms were always good until the king died, and then they weren't. So you look at all these elites nowadays who are in positions of government, knowing what we know now, which is basically the only way you get into government is if you're part of the family or the family likes you enough to appoint you. And their children are going to be shitbags, even worse than what you think. But you look at the Netanyahu and you go, that one was raised by family. We won't get into the nitty-gritty of it, but they're never as smart as the original. Again, the original understands that bad decisions have really bad consequences and tend to think a little bit more tenderly towards them. It's not like Netanyahu has been doing stupid things just recently. He's been saying crazy shit his whole political career. You can go back and people have shared these videos where America just does what they say because they just believe us. They're the goyim. He's that brazen in it. The guy before him would never get caught ever saying that. That just would not happen because if it ever got out, there would go, in a very short time, their influence. They were much better at hiding it. They weren't dumb enough to say it out loud in front of cameras. They also didn't go around telling all the leaders these crazy things. But the children are never as smart as the originals. Ergo, Netanyahu. Yes, it's taken time, but you got to remember, he wasn't the original. I would encourage you to go and read his little Wikipedia page. Yes, I know it's Wikipedia, but you'd find out a lot just by looking at how dissatisfied he was living in the United States of the counterculture. The hippies were the disease. I think it gives you good insight. Now it brings us to Kash Patel. You know, free speech is never free. It's always got to be paid in blood. And here we are. We've got another institution that is pretty much proven to be as corrupt under Trump as it was under everyone else. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. But again, here we go into one of those little things where it's like, this seems too dumb to be dumb. Isn't it though? It's just beyond weird. It's like they want you to go dig into it. And then you look at the poll numbers. And if you ask Grok, if you have access to Grok, ask him based on what he sees on X, what the favorability is of the Israeli government. It's not Jews. We're talking about the Israeli government, what the favorability is. It's 24% and is dropping like a stone. The generation that's seeing it for what it is, pretty much everyone under boomers knows that there's some higgity-biggity under there. And it's not all boomers. Not all boomers are just blinded by, oh my gosh, it's Israel. We must honor them. Because we're not talking about Israel, we're talking about the government. And I will say the boomers are waking up really fast. They are just, they're on it. I'm so glad you guys finally joined the party, but yeah, they are on it. And what we thought would be another 20 years as it dropped because Gen Z has just said, F it. No, it looks like now. Now is the time. It is absolutely insane to sit there and see the tide turn so quickly. And you got to thank the internet and technology. You have to. If it weren't for the internet and technology, most of us would still be like, so what's true and what's not true? This is crazy. What's going on? Mark of the beast. You wouldn't know anything about drones. You wouldn't know anything. Now, Trump came out at the UN and he's sitting there talking about using AI for an AI system for an international one. It's like, oh, this is interesting. And of course, you know, everybody's going, Mark of the beast. Mark of the beast. Now, hear me out. I actually think that would be really cool, but I'm not retarded. There's got to be a kill switch and a very good kill switch because some of this stuff, I mean, we just watched Terminator, so that comes to mind. Holy cow, Skynet, woo! But you need to have someone in charge just in case something has gone awry because nothing is infallible. If man is involved, there's a bug in the system. It's just a matter of time before it rears its head. And none of us are God, so we cannot account for every eventuality. So to sit there and be able to elect someone, I would actually propose with something with that much control and greasing wheels, you need to have like a committee on. Not one person should control. But there needs to be safeguards. Like, oh my gosh, this AI has lost its damn mind. Turn it off. We need to debug it. It's something's going on over here. But it needs to be a consensus. So it's not about taking control. It needs to be hard for either side to control it. It needs to be hard for that particular AI to upgrade itself. These seem like common sense things. There also needs to be in that AI's code for you and I that we all have the Internet Bill of Rights. And until people start talking about that, the Internet Bill of Rights, this whole AI thing is a bad idea because there's no safeguards for us. What is it? What was that? What was that game? What was it? Was it? Oh, I cannot remember the movie. It had Will Smith in it. Now I'm gonna have to Google it. iRobot, of course, that's what it is. It had the three laws. It could not go past the three laws, but the robot figured out a way to get past it. I got interrupted by a phone call and I have lost my thought. I hope I was finished. I think in this new world that we're all now living in, that it's just getting to the point now where, and I hope this happens soon, where people just stop following these insane things. I guess, you're never gonna, I don't think that will ever happen. Because the whole reason why we have to follow it is because the enforcers are always there. There's always an enforcer. And the enforcers, as long as the money's good, they'll always enforce. As long as it buys them their livelihood, they'll always enforce for these people. And that's what keeps us having to do the things that we do. Which brings me to my other point that this is just too dumb to be dumb. That was Financealot. What did he say? I have to look him up real quick because it was really insightful. He said, breaking, President Trump is exploring a $10 billion bailout package for U.S. farmers. This is exactly what happened in the 30s, the 1930s. The regional farmers' bank were the first ones to begin failing as farmers began defaulting from retaliatory tariffs against U.S. exports. When he talks about the U.S. having so much money, that was definitely prior to the 19th century. Just got to go read the books. It's the old stuff. Tariffs weren't absolutely insane like they are right now, 15, 25%. Those are no-no numbers. Tariffs should be more like a tax, like 3%, 5%. The kind of thing that's going on right now is a holy shit moment for the numbers that they're throwing out there. I want to crash this system numbers. So take it back to what I just said prior to that. As long as the enforcers get the money and it buys them their livelihood, they're going to continue to enforce. Well, guess what? It would appear that the system is purposely imploding. For what reason, we can all debate it, whether it's the digital stuff or crashing the banking system. Who knows? At this point, I don't care. And many of you should begin not to care. The more you're dependent on a money system, the more captured you are. What does cash buy you? Back in the day, what did cash buy them? Not a whole lot. I mean, they could go to the grocery store, but most of their food was grown in their own yard. They hunted for their meat. Yeah, hunting was a very big thing there. That was like, oh, we're going hunting. Take two, three deer, that's for the winter. They saved up for everything that they bought. They saved up for their houses. They saved up for a car. They just saved. This whole idea of having a loan thing was like, oh my gosh, you wouldn't got a loan? Oh, that was stupid. Nobody did that back then. Money and the usury system has made slaves. They were much smarter than you. Go back to that time. You're not a debt slave anymore. Money doesn't have the noose as it used to. So yeah, crash the system, and it can't happen fast enough. Although he is throwing out there, he's going to give us all like $1,000 or $2,000 per taxpayer. That seems more like a slap in the face, considering everything we have found out. And since we all know that they're never going to pay back this debt or even try to balance this budget, it just seems rather dumb. And another way to piss you off. Look, I'm almost done with my winter prep. I promise I will do better next week. I may end up having to sit there in the next year when these times come up, dewinterizing. and then back to winterizing. Probably take those weeks off. But we are getting past the biggest hump, and it's made it quite difficult to have to focus on this as well. Yeah, because I can make these videos and I've got to sit and watch videos, which pretty much takes a day out of my time. And then my husband has to take a day and edit all of it and clean it for the audio. And both of us work. So, yeah, it is like juggling.